This is the 23rd shloka. The ideas are repeated again here. Atma is indestructible. Avinashi Atma. We already saw that earlier. And how does Krishna say here? He says, in the entire creation, there can be only four causes or sources for the destruction of anything. In the entire universe, there can be only four causes for destruction of anything. And what are those? It can be either Vayu, the air, or it could be Agni, the fire, or Jalam, the water, or earth. So any one of these sources alone can be responsible for the destruction of anything. Akasha, the space, is not going to be the cause for destruction of anything, because everything happens in Akasha, in space. So Krishna says, these four cannot destroy Atma. They can do something to a grass body. They cannot even touch the subtle body, Sukshma Shariram. Why then talk about Atma? They cannot talk, destroy Atma at all. So he says, Shastrani Yenam Nachindanti. Shastrani Yenam Nachindanti. Weapons. Shastrani means weapons. They represent actually the earth element. The weapons here represent the earth element. The Atma is not Chindanti, cannot be destroyed or cut by any of the weapons representing the earth. Pavakaha yenam na dahati. Dahati means burning. Pavakaha, the Agni, the fire principle, does not burn the self. It cannot na dahati. Apaha yenam na kledayanti. Kledanam means wetting. Apaha, the waters, they cannot submerge the self. They cannot wet the self, means they cannot submerge the self. Marutaha na shoshayati. The wind, marutaha, the wind. Shoshayati means drying up. Dehydration is drying up. So it does not destroy the self by drying it up. So all these four elements, whether it is waters, the earth, the fire, or the air, none of them cannot destroy. We can destroy the Atma. So there is nothing in the world that can destroy the self. That's what it means. Even an atom bomb, a powerful atom bomb, cannot destroy the self. This is the ideas which he has conveyed earlier, just only repeating. Achedhyoyam adahyoyam.
Achedhyoyam adahyoyam. Achedhyoyam adahyoyam.
Akledhyo shoshya evacha.
Akledhyo shoshya evacha. Akledhyo shoshya evacha.
Achedhyoyam adahyoyam. Akledhyo shoshya evacha.
Achedhyoyam adahyoyam. Akledhyo shoshya evacha. Achedhyoyam adahyoyam. Akledhyo shoshya evacha.
Nitya sarvagata sthanuhu.
Nitya sarvagata sthanuhu. Nitya sarvagata sthanuhu.
Achaloyam sanatanaha.
Achaloyam sanatanaha.
Sarvagatasthanuhu achaloyam sanatanaha.
Nitya sarvagatasthanuhu achaloyam sanatanaha. Nitya sarvagatasthanuhu achaloyam sanatanaha.
Now why they do not destroy Atma? Some people may say they are all very sympathetic towards Atma. Atma is very good. Why do I destroy them? They don't want to destroy because they are sympathetic towards them. But Krishna says, no, even if they want to destroy, they cannot destroy them. For example, you know, somebody may say, you know, I do not go to Mars. I don't want to go to Mars. Fine. But can you go to Mars? You cannot go to Mars. Even if you want to go to Mars, you cannot go to Mars. So here, it is not the question of somebody not willing to kill Atma. Atma cannot be killed. It is impossible. So Krishna says, achedyaha. It is indestructible. Atma is indestructible. It cannot be cut. Even if you want to cut it, it cannot cut. Adahyaha. Atma cannot be burnt. Akledyaha. Atma cannot be submerged in the waters. Previously, they were all in active voice. Now they are all in passive voice. Earlier, it was from the standpoint of view of weapons. Now they are from the standpoint view of Atma. Earlier, weapons cannot cut. Here, Atma cannot be cut at all. That's what this says. Ashoshyaha, cannot be dried up by air. Therefore, what? Atma is nityaha. Nityaha is eternal. Atma is eternal. Sarvagataha, it is all pervading. Sthanuhu, changeless. We have seen all this earlier. Sthanuhu, changeless. And achalaha. Achalaha means immovable. All the mountains, they are all called achala. Venkata achalapati. So it is achala. Achala means immovable. Sanatanaha, ever the same, it is unborn. It is eternal. Normally, sanatanaha means eternal. But already we have used the word eternal earlier. The word nityaha we have already used. So we, to avoid repetition, here we can take it as unborn. It is ever there. Atma is unborn. It is ever there. Avyaktoyam achintyoyam.
Avyaktoyam achintyoyam. Avyaktoyam achintyoyam.
Avikaryoyam uchyate.
Avikaryoyam uchyate. Avikaryoyam uchyate.
Avyaktoyam achintyoyam. Avikaryoyam uchyate.
Avyaktoyam achintyoyam. Avikaryoyam uchyate. Avyaktoyam achintyoyam. Avikaryoyam uchyate.
Tasmadevam viditvainam.
Tasmadevam viditvainam. Tasmadevam viditvainam.
Nanushochitum arhasi.
Nanushochitum arhasi. Nanushochitum arhasi.
Tasmadevam viditvainam. Nanushochitum arhasi.
Tasmadevam viditvainam. Nanushochitum arhasi. Tasmadevam viditvainam. Nanushochitum arhasi.
He says Atma is avyaktaha. Atma is not perceptible. Avyaktaha. Vyaktam means perceptible. It is avyaktaha. It is not perceptible. It is not manifest to any organs of knowledge. Any of our sense organs cannot understand Atma by itself. He says this because he said earlier what he said. Atma is sarvagataha. Atma is all pervading. Atma is there everywhere. Then what we may think? I may stumble upon Atma sometime. When I may not be here, if I go somewhere else, I may stumble upon it. Atma I can see. People might think like that. He says because it's avyaktaha. It is unmanifest. It is not available for any organs of perception. It has no rupam, arupam, ashabdam, agandam, asparsham, arasam. It is not available for any of the sense organs. It cannot be objectified by any sense organs. Not only any sense organs can objectify, achintyaha ayam. Achintyaha, even the mind and intellect cannot objectify Atma. For example, any emotion, anger, love, all these things, they can be expressed through the mind, through emotions, through thoughts, they can all. But Atma is beyond thoughts, beyond the mind, beyond the powers of the mind. Avikaryaha ayam. It is also the repetition of the same idea. It is free from all modifications. Something can be understood because of some reaction, some modification. Some reaction can happen. Through the reaction, you can understand something. In the reaction, some changes happen. Through the changes, we can understand something. In the case of Atma, no chemical or physical changes it can go through. So, there is no such thing like understanding the Atma even through any changes. Iti uchyate, Krishna says. Krishna says that is what is said. It is not his idea. This is what is said in the scriptures. He doesn't want up this. Iti uchyate. It is not a new teaching for me. It is coming from the scriptures only, the Vedas only. So, Vedantaihi uchyate. Iti uchyate means Vedantaihi uchyate. So, Arjuna, tasmat evam viditva enam. Understand this clearly. Enam means Atman. This Atma evam, in this manner. You understand this in this manner. In what manner? Atma is nityaha. Atma is Shuddha, Atma is Avikaryaha, Atma is Sarvagataha, iti enam. Now you understand all these words. We already explained all of them. Once you understand, you have nothing to grieve in life. Once you understand this fact about Atma, you have nothing to grieve in life. Na anushochitam arhasi. Na anushochitam, should never grieve at all. You should never grieve at all. You should never worry about this at all. Because Bhishma's Atma is imperishable. You are worried about Bhishma and Drona's death. Bhishma's Atma is imperishable. When you kill the body, what will happen? If Bhishma is liberated, if Bhishma is a Jnani, he is liberated, then Punarjanmam is not there for him. He's not going to be born again. So why are you worried about it? Good, he's going to be no Punarjanma. If not, what will happen? This body is going to be dropped. Another body is going to be taken. It's like taking away another new dress for him. So why worry about any of them? So it is only Bhishma in new clothes. This Bhishma Namarupa Karma is gone. Another Namarupa Karma for Bhishma is taken through another body. That's what is happened. So why worry? Anushochitim Nargasi. Then Arjuna might turn around and say, I am not worried about that Bhishma's death, Atma's death. No. I am not worried about the death of Bhishma's Atma. I don't understand what this Atma is. It's all foreign Greek and Latin to me. I am not worried about the Atma. Only I am worried about the body of Bhishma. Because Bhishma's body is what I know. He only, you know, he took me in his lap. He trained me. He was my mentor. I played with him. He is the Bhishma Pitamaha. All those things. So that affection is there. I am worried only about the death of Bhishma, the body. Then if it is the case, then Krishna will say, from the standpoint view of the body also, you should not worry, because he is going to say it is a fact. So that he is going to describe in the next shlokas. So shloka number 12 to 25, it is known as actually Sankhya Yoga. Even though this entire chapter is given the title Sankhya Yoga, only shlokas from 12 to 25 which talk about the Atma. That is the knowledge part of it. So this is called the Yoga of Knowledge, Sankhya Yoga, especially between these 20 to 25th shlokas. The entire chapter is called Sankhya Yoga because of the importance of this section. That's what we should understand. Shloka 26. Atha chayinam nitya jatam.
Atha chayinam nitya jatam. Atha chayinam nitya jatam.
Nityam vamanya se mritam.
Nityam vamanya se mritam.
Atha chainam nitya jatam, nityam vamanya se mritam.
Atha chainam nitya jatam, nityam vamanya se mritam. Atha chainam nitya jatam, nityam vamanya se mritam.
Tatha pitvam maha bhaho.
Tatha pitvam maha bhaho. Tatha pitvam maha bhaho.
Nainam shochitu marhasi.
Nainam shochitu marhasi.
Tathapitvam mahabaho, nainam shochitu marhasi.
Tathapitvam mahabaho, nainam shochitu marhasi. Tathapitvam mahabaho, nainam shochitu marhasi.
So Arjuna does not believe in Atma. He thinks I means the body and not the Atma. Arjuna may take that stand. Then in that case, Bhishma, the body, will be killed. That is what Arjuna might worry. Then he can be genuinely worried, because Bhishma is the body is perishable and I am attached to that Bhishma, the body. Arjuna might think like that. And this argument also we have seen earlier in shlokas 13, 14 and 15 in the last class. So I am worried over the death of Bhishma, the Sharira, the body, the Anatma. Not the Atma, but the Anatma. Then Krishna says that is not proper also. And Krishna gives in this and in the next shloka the reasons for that. Because Atma Drishtya, from the standpoint view of Atma, Shariri Drishtya, Shariri and Atma, we already saw this word Shariri also earlier. Shariri means Atma, Dehi means Atma, Deha means Shariram, and Shariram is Shariram. So Shariri Drishtya or Atma Drishtya, you cannot grieve because Atma cannot be killed. That you already know. Now, in these two shlokas, this shloka and the next shloka, Krishna will say, from the Sharira Drishtya, from the standpoint view of the body, from the body angle also, you should not grieve. Atacha. Atacha means on the other hand. However, Yenam Manyase, if you consider the self of the Bhishma Drona to be Nitya Jatam. Nitya Jatam means born. If you consider Bhishma to be the body, then only it can have a birth. So if you think they are born, and nityam va mritam, and if you consider Bhishma to be dying also, because the body that is born will die one day. So if you consider that body to be born, and if you consider the body to die also one day, it's mortal. That means nityam here, constantly being born and also dying. So birth and death, constantly it is happening. That is nityam. That is what is happening all the time. Or in other words, if you consider Bhishma to be constantly changing, if that's what you are considering, tatapi, then also, shochitum na arhasi, you should not grieve at all. So even if you consider Bhishma's body to be born and then dying, even then you should not grieve at all. Evam, in this manner. So you need not believe in the self. You need not believe in Atma. It is okay. If you believe in the body, then also you should not grieve. And how can you say that? And Krishna explains this in the next shloka. Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityuho.
Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityuho. Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityuho.
Dhruvam janma mrutasya cha.
Dhruvam janma mrutasya cha. Dhruvam janma mrutasya cha.
Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityuho. Dhruvam janma mrutasya cha.
Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityuho. Dhruvam janma mrutasya cha.
Tasmat aparihāryete.
Tasmat aparihāryete. Tasmat aparihāryete.
Natvam shochitu marhasi.
Natvam shochitu marhasi. Natvam shochitu marhasi.
Tasmat aparihāryete. Natvam shochitu marhasi.
Tasmat aparihāryete. Natvam shochitu marhasi. Tasmat aparihāryete. Natvam shochitu marhasi.
This idea also we have seen earlier. An intelligent person should not worry about a fact. A fact is a fact. You cannot change the fact. So there is no point in worrying about a fact. What you should do? Accept the fact. If something can be changed, do whatever you can to change it. If it is to be changed for the better, no problem. Go change it. But if something cannot be changed, and if it is a fact, learn to accept it. The attitude should be one of acceptance. A fact is a fact. Whether you accept it or not, it cannot be changed. That is the very definition of fact. Fact means what? Cannot be changed. So in life, we have got two things. One is Chaitanyam, which is Atma. Another is Jada, the matter. So we have got these two things, Chaitanyam, the Atma, and another is Jada. Chaitanyam is the spirit, we can call it the consciousness, the awareness principle, all those things are all Chaitanyam. And Jada, the matter. And there is one fact regarding both of them. What is the fact? Chaitanyam is ever changeless. Chaitanyam is ever changeless. It is the fact about consciousness. It is a fact. And Jada is always changing. That is the fact about matter. So, the fact about matter is it is ever changing. The fact about Chaitanyam is it is ever changeless. These are the two things, facts. So, Chaitanyam is Nirvikaram. In Vedanta, we call it Nirvikaram. Nirvikaram means no change, no modification. Jadam is Savikaram. Endodic changes. Savikaram and Nirvikaram. So, whether you like it or not, the whole creation is made up of what? Jadam, matter. The whole creation is made up of only Jadam, matter alone. Pancha Baudhika Prapanchaha. It is called Pancha Baudhika Prapanchaha. The entire universe is made up of the five elements. All the five elements. In Tattva Bodham, Shankaracharya will say, Panchi Kritam Pancha Mahabhutaihi Kritam Satkarma Janyam Sukha Dukkadi Bhoga Adi Ayatanam. He will say this body, grass body, is born out of the process of Panchi Karanam. From Pancha Mahabhutaihi Kritam, from all the five great elements. And born out of what? Satkarma Janyam, because of your good karmas. Whatever Punya Papa a person has got, because of this Punya Karmas, you have got whatever body you have got right now, because of the good karmas. So Satkarma Janyam, Sukha Dukkadim, Bhoga Ayatanam. And through that body only, you enjoy Sukham and Dukkham. All the pleasures and pains are all enjoyed or suffered through this body. So this is the body. So from the body angle, it is matter. It is created from matter, from the five elements, from the five fundamental elements. And not only the external world is panchabhautikam, but also the body is made up of the same panchabhutas only. So my body, the microcosm, and the entire universe, the macrocosm, both are born out of the five elements alone. So that is the fundamental knowledge about the matter principle. So from the external world alone, in the form of food, as we actually again, Pratyabodha says, annarase naiva bhutvam, annarase naiva vrittim prakyam, annarupam prithivyam viliyate. So it was earth yesterday. And what it became? It is going to be again earth tomorrow. In between I got this body. Was earth earlier? From the earth only, from all the elements, this body was born, and finally it is going to die and go back to the earth. So it becomes earth. So within the short time, 60, 70, 80, 90 years, whatever may be the length of the time span, this is what it is. It is only a change from whatever was already earth, becoming something, and again changing to something earth. So, but what do I do? Unfortunately, I try to claim this body as myself. This was only earth, maybe say a few decades ago. It's going to be earth back again a few decades later. But in the meantime, I claim I am this body. So that is the lot here. So if the external world is constantly changing, this body, which belongs to the material world, should also be constantly changing. And that it is so. We cannot stop it. It is a fact. My growing old is a fact. I have to accept it. I cannot say, oh, I am getting older and older. What to do? My eyesight is gone. Teeth are falling down. Hair is turning gray. They will turn gray. It is a fact. There is no point you can change it. This is a fact. You should accept it. So even if the body or the avatar of Rama or Krishna, even if you want to think of them, if it is also matter, it will also grow. Krishna had a date of birth. Krishna had all the childhood pranks. He had all the, you know, marriage and all that youthful married life. And one day he also died. Krishna also, he went to Vaikuntha. So all these things happen even if it is an avatar. If it is taken a body, that body is matter. So we have to understand whether it is, whatever may be the body, if you consider God also to take an avatar and take a body, that body is also made up of matter only. So matter is subject to change. It is not only with respect to sthula shariram. It is not only with respect to the grass body, but also with respect to the sukshma shariram also, subtle body also. Since it is also born out of the panchabhutas, apanchikrita panchamahabhutaihi kritam, satkarma janyam, sukha dukkadi bhoga sadhanam, sukshma shariram. What is the subtle body? It is also born out of the same process, similar process, and it is born out of the same five elements, but it is the sukha dukkadi bhoga sadhanam. It is the instrument through which you enjoy pleasures and pain. So the grass body was the medium in which you enjoyed pleasures and pain. Sukha dukkadi bhoga ayatanam. Here it is sukha dukkadi bhoga sadhanam. Through this instrument of sense organs, I enjoy pleasures, I enjoy pain. So it is also born out of the same five elements only. So it is also matter. Because it is matter, it is also subject to change. And so once we accept that the body is matter, immediately what do we understand? We understand it is subject to change. So that is the immediate thing that immediately we have. And then what is the next step? Once it is subject to change, the change is sixfold in nature. What are the six changes? Shariram asti. It was existing in potential form. Before it became manifest as, became it appeared as a shariram, it was appearing in the unmanifest form, in the potential form, in the seed form, we can say. From the seed, the trees came. The seed has all the information of the tree, the leaves of the tree, the fruits of the tree, the trunk of the tree, everything was there in the seed, but in unmanifest form. When it sprouts and grows as a tree, it goes through modifications, it goes through changes, then the changes are manifest. So it comes to birth, jayate, vardhate, growing, changing, viparinamate, apakshiyate, decays, and finally dies, vinashati. So these sixfold modifications are there for matter all the time. It is a fact, you can never change it. So it is like a wave rising and again setting. Wave rises and sets. This is what life also. Always comes up, goes down. This is a fact, do not attempt to change it. Avyaktadini bhutani.
Avyaktadini bhutani. Avyaktadini bhutani.
Vyaktamadhyani bharata.
Vyaktamadhyani bharata. Vyaktamadhyani bharata.
Avyaktadini bhutani. Vyaktamadhyani bharata.
Avyaktadini bhutani.
Avyakta ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತನಿಧನಾನ್ಯೇವ ತತ್ರ ಕಾಪರಿ ದೇವನಾಂ
ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತನಿಧನಾನ್ಯೇವ ತತ್ರ ಕಾಪರಿ ದೇವನಾಂ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತನಿಧನಾನ್ಯೇವ ತತ್ರ ಕಾಪರಿ ದೇವನಾಂ
Here he talks about the nature of the body, or for the matter the nature of anything in creation. All of them have got two stages. Anything in creation has got two stages. One is the manifest condition, vyaktam. In Vedanta, we call it vyaktam, the manifest condition. And the unmanifest condition, it is called avyaktam. Vyaktam and avyaktam, manifest condition and unmanifest condition. And when we talk about birth and death, really speaking, it is not origination of any life. It is not origination of any being or destruction of a being. We cannot call birth as an origination of a being or death as a destruction of a being. All beings were there before also. But only thing is, they were in an unmanifest condition. They were in a potential condition. They were not in a manifest condition. Since they were in unmanifest condition, they took them to be non-existent. Because they were in unmanifest condition, we took them to be non-existent. That was our ignorance. Because we could not experience it. When it is in unmanifest condition, I cannot experience that. So when I cannot experience it, I think it is non-existent. Because it is a limitation of my instruments of experience or perception. So we thought all these people, the Bhishma, Dronas, all these people were non-existent before they were born. So Krishna says that is not true. That is, from non-existence, nothing can come to be existent. Nothing can come to existence. From non-existence, nothing can be created. That is what Krishna says. Even according to science also, matter cannot be created or destroyed. Matter cannot be created or destroyed. Nothing can be created out of nothing. Suppose water drops, we say, for example, you keep a plate. You see water drops on the plate. I didn't drop any water there. It is there. The water drops were not created on the plate. What happened? It was in an unmanifest form as water vapor in the atmosphere, in the humidity. And that condensed and that became water drops. Because I don't see the water drop, the water vapor, I cannot say it was non-existent. Water was not existing before, it started to exist only now. It was existing in the unmanifest form, in the sukshma form. So from that avyaktam condition, unmanifest condition, when that water vapor condensed, it can manifest itself. In the manifest condition, it appears as water drops. Same way here also. All these beings were there before in what? In avyakta condition, in unmanifest condition. And when we say beings, it is from the anatma point of view. We should understand. Beings is from the body point of view, the matter point of view. Atma discussion is already over. We don't have to worry about atma. It's all body. Because already we told, Arjuna said, okay, atma, I don't want to worry about it because atma, I cannot understand. It's all beyond me. So now let us worry about only the body of Bhishma. So we are talking about body here. As far as atma, the spirit is concerned, it is ever unmanifest. No problem. It is nitya avyaktaha, whereas matter goes through two stages, both avyaktam and vyaktam. Matter is sometimes unmanifest, sometimes it is manifest. Spirit is ever unmanifest. So bhutani means all beings, the anatma, the body of all beings. Avyakta adini have their origin in unmanifest condition. Adini means adi in the beginning, in the unmanifest condition only, which alone they call it in Vedanta as maya. Maya is the unmanifest condition, which is nothing but matter in unmanifest form. That is maya, prakriti, all these things are all various terms to denote the unmanifest condition. And from that condition alone, they all come to existence. Therefore, in the middle, they have got manifestation. So they were unmanifest earlier in the beginning, adini means in the beginning. And in the middle, madhya, in the center, in the middle, they came to manifest form. And from that alone, they come to existence. From that unmanifest condition alone, they come to existence. Therefore, in the middle, they have got manifestation. Vyakta Madhyani Bharata. Bharata refers to Arjuna. Who Arjuna? In the middle. Madhyani means in the middle. They all got Vyaktam. Vyaktam means manifestation. So, originally, they were all unmanifest in the beginning. Then they got manifestation in the middle. And that is what we call the Jagratha world. The entire world came to Srishti point of view. So Maya is unmanifest matter and world is manifest matter. Maya is unmanifest matter. World is manifest matter. Unmanifest means in potential form, seed form. From that the manifestation happened. And world did not originate from nothing. You cannot say world originated from nothing. No. It has originated from Maya, which contained the world in what form? Unmanifest form. So from Maya, the seed, the world which was in unmanifest form, it came into existence in manifest form. And what will happen to the world? From wherever it came, whatever it came, it will go back in the same victim condition again. That will what happened to the world. So it came from unmanifest condition. It is now manifested as a thing which we can see and enjoy. And ultimately, it will go back again to the unmanifest condition only. So, avyaktam nidanan eva. And again, they have got their resolution or dissolution, nidanan eva, dissolution back into the avyaktam only, in the unmanifest form. So, they came from unmanifest, they existed as manifest, and they will again go back to unmanifest. This is the cycle. So, the cycle goes on repeating endlessly. So, unmanifest condition, maya, to the vyaktam, that is avyaktam form, to vyaktam. Vyaktam is the jagat, the world, as we see and experience. Again, going back to maya. This is avyaktam. So, avyaktam, vyaktam, avyaktam cycle are maya, jagat, the universe, maya cycle goes on forever. It goes on. How long it goes on? Forever. Nobody knows. So, since it is a cycle, we can never talk about the beginning for this. That is most important thing to understand. It's an incidental point we need to understand. There is nothing like a time zero in creation. All these other time zero are all for linear thinking people. For people who think linearly, they want their time to start with. And then they think linearly. This is cyclic thinking. This goes on forever. So we don't know when it started, when it is going to end. We don't know. So it is. So we never believe in the origin of creation as such in Vedanta. Actually people always want to know, there is nothing like a first creation. In Vedanta, there is nothing like a first creation. Before the creation came, it was in avyakta form. In the unmanifest condition, then it became manifest. So, this is going on. So, nothing will be lost. Everything will be in avyaktam form at the time of pralayam also. So, the life cycle and what we talk as origin is only coming to manifestation. Srishti is nothing but avyaktam coming to manifestation. That is what Krishna says here. All beings originate from avyakta, unmanifested condition. They all exist in vyakta condition and manifest form, and they all go back to avyakta again. Among these, which is longer or shorter? This avyakta form is longer, vyakta form is longer. Which is longer or shorter? This manifestation is for how long? For any individual, if you take 60, 70, 80, 100 years, what? 100 years now. We can say all these things. Whereas the jiva has existed thousands and thousands of years before this janma was taken. And will exist again later also for thousands and thousands of years, we don't know. How long he is going to take birth again and again, we don't know. So in between these 50, 60, 70 years, we think that is all the big life I have and try to do all the things I want to accomplish, this and that. All these plans, schemes, programs are all within this very short time. So such a short period is like a bubble in the entire ocean of this cycle. Very, very short time. And this part is the life. So likewise in the cosmic makeup also, this is for the individual, Veshti. From the Samashti, total cosmic makeup also, one human being life is what? It's like a small, small, minuscule bubble only. Actually, even in this life, you look back, suddenly, oh, it looks as if I went to elementary school yesterday only. My father got me this small uniform for this school only yesterday only. I'm already 80. This is even in one's own life we feel. Look at the cosmic makeup. In the cosmic makeup, this is nothing. This is very, very small droplet. So Krishna says, Tatra ka parideva. This is life. Then what is that to worry about here? Ka parideva. There is nothing to worry about it at all. This is how the life is. Therefore, you worry. When you have such a short span of 60, 70, 80 years, better appreciate the fact. Learn to appreciate this fact than worrying over them. This is how life is. So, what will happen when I die? So, I should write the will. And who are the people I am going to put in the will? How much percentage for each of them? Fine, they may be all practical things. Don't worry about them. You may have to do all those things as a responsibility, as a duty. Because you have got responsibility in society, you have to write all these things. So, you should do all that. Nothing, Vedanta says, stop it. No. Do all that, no problem. But don't worry about that. Oh, have I been fair in giving 35% to this son? Don't worry about it. Whatever you want to give me. just go, because so we should accept life as is, because you cannot change it. So Bhishma is also like that. He was there, he will be later also. In between he has the body of Bhishma. That is all the fact. So never worry about the disappearance of Bhishma's body also. So Arjuna, never attempt to change this fact. No one has succeeded. No one will succeed also. If you want to change this fact, you can never change it. So if you are prepared to accept Lord, world, relations, we will never blame any of them. Otherwise, what we will say? Oh, I have all, why this God is so unkind? Why I alone should be put in these problems? Don't blame anybody. Don't have to blame the Lord. Don't have to blame any relation. Don't have to blame anybody. This is a fact. Accept the fact and remain calm and cool. If you don't accept the fact, then what you should do? Be ready to be for a shock sometime. We don't know. What time? So that's what Krishna says. Jatasya mrityuhu dhruvaha. Arjuna, you clearly understand. Jatasya, for a thing that is born. Jatasya, for anything that is born. Mrityuhu dhruvaha. Dhruvaha means that is certain, definite. What is? Death. For anything that is born, mrityuhu dhruvaha. Death is certain. So, whenever you see a birth somewhere, then what you should immediately think? One day this is going to go away also. When year 2010 is born, what happened? 2009? Gone at the same time. When 2010 was born at the same second, 2009 vanished. So this is what life is. Always when there is a death, there is birth. Also, this always happens. So, same way, mrutasya janma cha dhruvam. That which dies, mrutasya, whatever dies, that which dies, it is definite to be born again, janma cha dhruvam. It is also definite to be born again. So, wherever there is birth, there is death. And wherever there is death, there is birth. This is always the fact. At every moment, birth and death take place simultaneously. So many places, we don't know. So, when we say, tasmat, therefore, aparihārye arthe, this is called aparihārya, that which cannot be changed, that which cannot be remedied, there is no medicine for this particular cycle. So, this is called bhava roga. So, for this cycle, there is no medicine at all. So, that is why Vaidyanatha Swami is called, Bishaje bhava rogina, Krishnamurti, for this bhava rogis, for this bhava rogam. He is the only aushadam. He is the only medicine. And once we have understood this fact, thereafterwards, your attempt is not to change the facts of life, but what to do? To change your attitude towards life. So do not try to change the facts of life. Try to change your attitude towards life. And this attitude is what? Is one of acceptance. That's what he told earlier. Matras Parshastu Kaunteyam Sitoshta Sugadukadaham Agama Payanon Yaha Tam Titiksha Subharata. That Titiksha. That forbearance. That acceptance. You have to accept this fact. And whenever we talk about acceptance, it is only with respect to what? Unchangeable situations. With respect to changeable situations, go ahead and change it for the good. No problem. Don't sit quiet. If you can change it, go ahead and change it. No problem at all. We speak of acceptance only with respect to facts which are changeless. We have to understand very clearly. In both the cases, worry will never help. Right? If it can be changed, whenever it is required, what is required is action. No worry. You have to take action. If it cannot be changed, again do not worry. It is not going to change. Accept it. In short, worry can never help in any way. No point in worrying at all. Either acceptance or action alone will help in life. Worry will only weaken a person. So he says, tasmatim aparihariye arthe, with respect to unremediable things in life, tvam shochitum na arhasi. You should never grieve. You should never worry. Grief or worry is a pure sign of one's weakness only, one's ignorance only. So never try to grieve at all. Āścharyavat paśyati kaścidenam.
Āścharyavat paśyati kaścidenam. Āścharyavat paśyati kaścidenam.
Āścharyavat vadati tataiva chānyaḥ.
Āścharyavat vadati tataiva chānyaḥ. Āścharyavat vadati tataiva chānyaḥ.
Āścharyavat paśyati kaścidenam. Āścharyavat vadati tataiva chānyaḥ.
Āścharyavat paśyati kaścidenam. Ashtariya Vatpashyati Kaścidenam. Ashtariya Vatpashyati Kaścidenam.
ಶೃಣೋತಿ ಶುತ್ವಾಪ್ಯೇನಂ ವೇದನ ಚೈವ ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್ ಆಶ್ಚರ್ಯವಚ್ಚೈನ ಮನ್ಯ ಶೃಣೋತಿ ಶುತ್ವಾಪ್ಯೇನಂ ವೇದನ ಚೈವ ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ 28 ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡ್ಸ್ ದ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಅನಾತ್ಮ ದ ಮ್ಯಾಟರ್ ಜಡ ಹಿ ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ ಸೊ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನಾಟ್ ವರಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ಇಟರ್ನಲ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಅನಾತ್ಮ ಬಾಡಿ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನಾಟ್ ವರಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಇಸ್ ಎವರ್ ನೆವರ್ ಇಟರ್ನಲ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಒನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಡೈ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಸೊ ಏದರ್ ವೇ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ವರಿ ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟೂ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್ ದಿ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡಿಂಗ್ ಬೋತ್ ದ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ಸ್ He is bringing out the glory of this topic or the rareness of this wisdom for a person who understands this, that for that wisdom, what is, how rare is that wisdom, he is trying to glorify that. So even though it is a truthful wisdom all the time available, this is the wisdom, this is the truth, this is available all the time to everybody, but somehow or the other people lose sight of this wisdom, they lose sight of this fact all the time. This always happens. So how rare is this wisdom he Krishna talks about here? Aascharyavat pashyati kaschit enam. Enam, enam means this atma, atma, this self. When the scriptures talk about this self, the person receives it as if it is a big wonder. When they talk about self, atma, oh atma is all big thing. He thinks it's a big wonder for him. That's what he receives it, as if it is a big wonder from somewhere it is coming from. It comes as a very, very new information to him. Atma, it is that we are talking about yourself or myself. My own self I am talking about, but it comes as a wonder to me. So no one can ever imagine that I am immortal. What is the experience? I am mortal, that is the experience. Nobody can imagine I am immortal because we have been all the time with the idea that I am a mortal human being. That's what I have been always thinking. So the ideal is so wrong that even after repeated teaching, even though the scriptures tells again and again and again and again, we are not ready to accept it. Because we may accept it when you hear. Moment you get out, we know. So we may nod our head, you know, we may say, oh, this is all truth, this is all nice, highest fact, all true. But the moment we get out, that is immediately lost, in no second. It requires a tremendous type of understanding to have that firm understanding. When a person receives it for the first time, he will consider it as the greatest wonder. When somebody says, if you tell somebody, you are that Parabrahma, you are that Atma, you are the Chaitanya, you are that God, it comes in as a big, first it comes with disbelief. And then if at all it comes as a big wonder to them. Because I have a wrong idea of anything else in life. Always I have. If I have all other things, for example, if I have wrong idea about my relative, about my father, mother, brother, all these things, they can be changed. The wrong idea, you can change it, somebody else. But it's the wrong idea about yourself. About what? About nature of yourself. The fundamental thing of yourself. And if that has to be changed, when that comes, that becomes as a wonder. Because the misunderstanding is about myself, which has been so intimate, with which I have been moving all the time in life. Since the time of birth till this moment, I have been moving only with that view. I am a mortal person. That's what I have been going. So right from my birth, so I may not understand all other relationships, but this comes as a big wonder to me. But Vedanta talks about what? A misconception of myself. Misconception of oneself, which we never imagined at all. So because it is so intimate and yet so wrongly understood. So intimate, so wrongly understood. So he says, Yenam Aascharyavat Pashyati. The one who understands the self as the rarest phenomenon, ascharya, wonder in life, that is what? Because I, the immortal one, has been taken as the mortal one. That is the understanding I have been having all the time when that comes. So the misunderstanding is not even slightly different. It is blatantly different. If it is a slightly different misconception, it is fine. The You say the person is marcher. You say he is immarcher. It is not a slightly different, it's a totally 180 degree different conception. So scripture says, I am in martyr, but I have been thinking I am martyr. I am all pervading, that's what scripture say. But I am thinking what? I am only 5 feet, 7 inches, 8 inches, 150, 200 pounds. That's all I think of myself. Whereas scripture is what it says, you are all pervading, you are there all over the place. So like akashaha, like the space, you are all pervading. That's what scripture say. It is very difficult for me to comprehend. So when the teaching comes, it comes as a wonder to me. Comes as an ascharyam to me. And it says, scripture says, I am birthless and deathless. All these things are all. But I know I am feeling old. I feel I grow old. The knees hurt. If I sit for half an hour, knees hurt. Fact of life, what you can do. It's all changes. So every activity in life is based on the idea that I am a mortal person. Scriptures say, you have no relationship with anyone in the world. There is no father, mother, brother, sister, shishya, guru. None of those things relationships exist. That's what scriptures say. You are like akashaha, asangaha. We saw that name, the term asangaha earlier. Asangaha, no association. Sangha association, asangaha, no association. I feel they are all my close relatives. When something happens to them, I feel the pain. I think they are very close to me. How you can discount that fact that you have no relationship? When scriptures say, again, it comes as an acharyam to us. So every idea about myself is refuted by the scriptures. Every idea is refuted by Vedanta. So the wonder is, how come I went on having this idea? That is the greatest wonder. That's what he says. Thus, acharyavati pasyati kaschite. Some people, one person, kaschit person, one person, one student, in the world, he might recognize, okay, I am the immortal person. One person might recognize, in billions, one person might recognize. So I am all pervading, I am relationless, I am the absolute consciousness. One person might, and Alchangra actually, he gives two meanings here. Kaschiti yenam pasyati. If a person recognizes this Atma, that is ascharyavat. That is also ascharya. So in billions, if one person recognizes Atma, that is a big wonder, he says. So the recognition itself is a wonder here. In this case, the recognition itself is a big wonder. Because whomsoever searches for it, he will not see it. If I keep on searching for Atma, I come to Vedanta class. No, I think 70% is done. Only I have to see the Atma. That's the only thing in my 95% is done. I used to have one person call me. He said he wanted some diksha, mantra diksha. So I gave him some mantra diksha. So he was doing all these things. So I told him, these are all mantra diksha and all, you to help you focus the mind. That's what you give all these things. Japa and all is for that. Oh, he said, no, if I do 25,000, is it good enough? there is nothing like 25,000 good enough. Do as much as you want till you get the focus. 35,000, 45,000, lakhs, all these things. That woman writes to me, actually. Oh, I have done all these things for now so many years. Then I will get Ananda. He's right. Then I will get Ananda. When I will ever see the Lord. You can never see the Lord. You can never go and find him anywhere. You cannot try to get Ananda from somewhere. Ananda is yourself. How do I communicate it? How do you communicate it? We all say it. Are we true that? Are we true to that saying? No. Only a jnani is true to that saying. But the fact is that we have to understand that as a fact. Whether you got it or not, that's a totally different thing. It depends on Radha Sadhanas. But this is the fact. And here, if you want to wait for something to come one day, Ananda to come opening the door and come to you. Do never come. That is ascharya. That is ascharya vate. Because whomsoever searches for it, he will not see it. Because the very search is based on the hypothesis that I am not true. If I keep on searching for it, means what? The hypothesis, I am not true. That is the hypothesis with which I search. So that is a fundamental mistake. So he continues his search vigorously. First he searches externally. He thinks, no, externally it's not there. He has to then search internally. He goes to DNA analysis, all that, RNA, all those things. And then he breaks through the atom, the super collider, all those things. All for what? To understand the fundamental truth. All going to back. How to understand the fundamental creation? Goes back. And Vedanta literally smiles. You are going to search for, in search of all those things about which you cannot really search and find. It is beyond any instrument of your cognition. That's what it says. So if the attention of the outgoing mind has to be turned, and if a person has to own up that the seekers of truth alone, they are the actual truth. It is going to be one in a billion. If such a knowledge has to come to a person, it is going to be one in a billion, which is a big wonder. Ascharyavat. So he says, Ascharyavat vadati tataiva cha anyaha. Tataiva cha anyaha. Anyaha means another person, a teacher. And the teacher, vadati, he teaches. He always tells, he imparts the self-knowledge. That is also coming as a wonder. And the teacher teaches, comes as a wonder. And the student sits in front with the idea of realizing the truth one day. He is also sitting and listening to this Vedanta for years and years and years. One day truth will not dawn on me. It will come in the form of some light. Normally they say, no, some light, you will see light internally. You will see some light. No light will come. It is not blue light or yellow light. Nothing will come. People say some blue light will come. It comes in the form of a blue light or red light, whatever light. No, not comes in any way. So people can do meditation, all those things they can do for focus of the mind. But if they are going to do the meditation with the thinking that I am going to see some God or some Atma or something, no, doesn't work. Focus the mind, that's true. So when the student is listening with this expectation, the teacher is going to put an atom bomb one day. Hey guy, you have been coming to this class for all these years. Don't go for anywhere. You are that. That comes as an ascharya. Comes as an atom bomb for him. So the teacher will say that the truth is not looking forward to something, it is tathir. That is not, it is tathir tvam asi. What you are looking for and you are one and the same. So when this is revealed, the student is going to receive it as a big ascharya. So teacher is going to teach as an ascharya. Ascharya vadati tadeva cha anyaha. So teaching the Atma itself is a wonder, because he will say, Atma is nirgunam, Atma is nityam, Atma is nirakaram. How I can understand that? Nirgunam, it has no properties at all. How I can understand something which has no property? Very difficult. So it's coming as an archery. And if he does not find it outside, again, all this closing meditation, all those things goes for looking for Atma, which is never possible. So with the definition of the Atma by the Upanishads, he can find nothing that would fit into the definition of the Atma. What is given in the Upanishad, he can never find that Atma anywhere outside. So he says, Ascharyavat chaina manyaha shrunoti. Another student, take up another student, he listens to all this, shrunoti. He listens to all these things. For him also it is a wonder, because he never expected such a shock for himself. So all things that has been learning about, including an atom, he could objectively see and analyze. You can picturize atomic planes. You can do all those things. No problem at all. But in this field alone, he cannot hear, he cannot see, he cannot smell, he cannot taste, he cannot touch. It is beyond all those things. He cannot imagine. It is yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasa saha. It is beyond your thinking. Aprapya manasa saha. So self is not even an idea. Is Atma an idea? No. Ideas are generated in the mind. It's not even an idea. It is not a concept. It is not an emotion. It is beyond all sense organs. So that is what the self is. But it is nothing but what? I, who is the experiencer of everything. It is the capital I, the experiencer of everything, who is never the object of experience. So I, the experiencer, am not the object of my own experience. So when this idea is revealed, the student has to be only shocked for the first time when he hears this. So again, ascharya. So listening to this also is a wonder. Coming to Vedanta is very rare. And when you come to Vedanta to listen to this, very, very rare. So, Ascharyavatim cha yenam anyaha shrunoti. So, the self is the greatest of all wonders. Atma. And still the greater wonder is what? Shrutva pienam vedana chaiva kaschit. Shrutva api, even after listening for a long time. Shrutva api kaschit naiva veda. Some people never understand. That is another wonder. Why most people don't understand. He has put kashchit, no survey. Very difficult to understand. Because this is another wonder. Long time listening and remaining completely ignorant. In all other things, you can listen for one day, 2 days, 3 days, 5 days, and definitely some concept will go there. Even the dullest mind will gain something. Here, the most intelligent mind in the material language cannot get this. Even after several hundreds and thousands. By sitting, very difficult. The teacher openly says every day, Tattvamasi, Tattvamasi, Tattvamasi. The moment he goes out, again traffic problems are there, that problem is there. So all these, you know, Panditaha, Samadarshanaha, all those things Vedanta teaches. Where is Samadarshana? Where is equanimity of approach in life? No. All ego, ahankara, everything comes. All these kama krodhadis, no, everything, they come and haunt us. Aham purnaha, no. Vedanta teaches, no, purnaha, no. Aham triptosmi, no. I have no, all the time I need something. I always think I lack something. So this is the attitude of us. Even after this is hundreds and hundreds of years, mind doesn't want to accept it, mind doesn't change it. So that's the samacharya. So teacher says, even though he says, tattvamasi, is obvious. So his teacher says, liberation is already our nature. You are ever liberated, teacher says. You don't have to look for liberation anywhere. Moksha is already there with you. Student always continues to feel what? I have listened to this for all these things. I have done Shravanam, no problem. Now Mananam I will do, Nididhyasanam I will do, and then I will come one day. Right, I am liberated. That's what he is going. Even though teacher says you are ever liberated. Doesn't come to that. So Shrutvapi Yenam Vedana Chaiva Kaschite. This is another wonder. So throughout Vedanta, there is wonder after wonder after wonder all the time. Because the facts that are given in Vedanta are always so wondrous, because habitually we are never used to these ideas in a time. Dehi Nityam Avadhyoyam.
Dehi Nityam Avadhyoyam. Dehi Nityam Avadhyoyam.
Dehe Sarvasya Bharata.
Dehe Sarvasya Bharata. Dehe Sarvasya Bharata.
Dehi Nityam Avadhyoyam. Dehe Sarvasya Bharata.
Dehe Nityam Avadhyoyam. Dehe Sarvasya Bharata. Dehe Nityam Avadhyoyam. Dehe Sarvasya Bharata.
Tasmat Sarvani Bhutani.
Tasmat Sarvani Bhutani. Tasmat Sarvani Bhutani.
Natvam Shochitu Marhasi.
Natvam Shochitu Marhasi.
Tasmat sarvani bhutani natvam shochitu marhasi.
Tasmat sarvani bhutani natvam shochitu marhasi. Tasmat sarvani bhutani natvam shochitu marhasi.
He sums up all the ideas in this one shloka. Whatever ideas were given earlier. Dehi avadhyaha. Avadhyaha. Avadhyaha means that can be destroyed. This is avadhyaha. It is indestructible. Dehi, the atma, the shari, the self, the inner self is avadhyaha, is indestructible. When? Nityam, ever. It is ever indestructible. This atma is ever, never it is destructible at all. Ever it is indestructible. The self is ever indestructible. And sarvasya dehe vartate. Sarvasya dehe. And this self is in the body of all. There is no discrimination. Oh, this man is a, oh, he's a, what a noble man he is. I think he has only Atma. This person is a papi. No Atma is there. No. Atma is there in everybody. Sarvasya dehe vartate. In plants, in animals, in humans. Including inert things. That is most important. In a rock. Even in inert things, Atma is present. Atma sarvagataha. Atma, all pervading. In case of inert objects, what happens? The sat aspect, the existence principle. The sat aspect of the atma alone is manifest. We say the rock is, the table is, that isness. That is the sat existence principle. So atma exists in the form of pure existence in all those inert aspects, in all those inert objects. The rock is, the table is, all those things. While in a living being, not only the existence principle is there, but also the chit, the awareness principle is also manifest. So in living things, not only sat, the existence principle is there, but also chit, the awareness principle is there. It is like, for example, if you had heat water and heat a piece of iron. Both you give heat. Water boils all that thing. So water boils, nothing happens. Water boils, that's all. Water boils. Whereas in the heat of an iron, what happens? You heat it. When you touch hot water, it's hot. But in the iron, if you heat it so much, you can feel iron is hot, but in addition, what do you also see? Light, it is shining. So the shining principle also is there in iron, whereas in water it is not there. Why so? That is the nature. Can you argue about it? It is the nature. So when you heat an iron, you not only see heatness there, you also see the expression of heat as light. In a dark room, if you have a red hot iron, you can see red hot iron there. It is not only hot, it also, you can see the light emitting in that hot iron. And that is how in living things, similarly in living things, not only the existence principle is there, like inert objects also, but also the awareness principle also is there in living beings. That is the only the difference between these two, but Atma exists in both. Atma in the form of only Kevala Satta, only pure existence is there in inert things. Atma is in the form of both Sat and Chit. It expresses in living beings. So that's what it does. So Sarvasya Dehe, in all bodies, Atma exists. Dehi and Dehi Vartate. Dehi Vartate, Dehi means this Atma. In all the bodies, this Dehi Vartate, it is there in this thing. So when we want to express Atma with respect, this is also an incident point. When we want to express Atma with respect to living beings, we call it Atma. Or a Jivatma. For this living beings, we call it as Atma. But we want, with the same thing, we call it with respect to Jagat. In the macrocosm, we call it Brahman. So it's only a question of terminology. Atma and Brahman are one and the same only. But when you want to talk about Jivas, you call it as Atma. When we call about the entire Jagat, Srishti world, then you call it as Brahman. So with respect to Sat, we use the word Atma. With respect to the Chit, we use the word Brahman, awareness principle, throughout the entire thing. Really speaking, Sat and Chit are only one and the same. Both are only Atma. Tasmade, therefore, what is my request? Sarvani Bhutanim Sochitum Na Arhasi. Arjuna, you should never worry in life for the sake of anything. Sarvani Bhutani. For anything, do not worry. Worry. Let alone be Bhishma, Drona. Do not worry about anything. You should, actually we should not forget the context here. All these Vedanta is fine. This context is what? Arjuna not willing to fight Bhishma and Drona. So don't worry about killing them or anything. You are not killing any of them actually. So with this Krishna actually concludes the Atma Anatma discussion. The Atma and the Anatma discussion is concluded, and he is now continuing the discussion is concluded, but he continues from some other angle in the next shloka. Swadharmamapi cha vekshya.
Swadharmamapi cha vekshya. Swadharmamapi cha vekshya.
Navikampitum arhasi.
Navikampitum arhasi. Navikampitum arhasi.
Swadharmamapi cha vekshya. Navikampitum arhasi.
Swadharmamapi cha vekshya. Navikampitum arhasi. Swadharmamapi cha vekshya.
Dharmyati yuddha chreyonyate.
Dharmyati yuddha chreyonyate. Dharmyati yuddha chreyonyate.
Kshatriyasya na vidyate.
Kshatriyasya na vidyate. Kshatriyasya na vidyate.
Dharmyati yuddha chreyonyate. Kshatriyasya na vidyate.
Dharmyati yuddha chreyonyate. Kshatriyasya na vidyate.
Now Arjuna can put a question. This question is not given in this shloka, but we can imagine Arjuna trying to put a question. He may say, Krishna, I accept, no problem. Atma cannot be killed, understand. And Bhishma's body again cannot be killed because it's a fact, I understand. So there's no point in worrying about it, I understand that. With respect to the body, it is going to die anyway. So Jatasiyam, Dhruvam Mrityuhum, Dhruvam Janma Mrityasya, I understand that, no problem at all. So I accept the birth and death of the body, which is a fact and natural. Then the question could be, Bhishma, Drona's body is going to die one day. Let it die naturally. Why should I kill him? He can ask that question, right? Bhishma, he is going to die, fine, let him die. Why should you put me in the picture to kill him? I don't have to be the person cast for Bhishma's death. He may ask that question. Krishna is not asking that question here. We are imagining to try to answer. So if that is the case, even a criminal, he can do away with this. Because what? If somebody is going to die, why not kill myself? I can kill today. So just because body is perishable, people cannot go on killing other people. Why are you putting me in that thing now? So the question is not actually, even though it's not put here, this one is supplying. And Krishna answers saying that, O Arjuna, I am not asking you to kill just because the body is perishable. Understand me properly. I am not asking you to kill him because the body is perishable. Here it happens to be what? your duty, it's your dharma as a kshatriya. You are a kshatriya, this is your duty, it is your dharma. It is from the standpoint of view of dharma that this battle has become inevitable. Otherwise, why want to fight? You now came to the battlefield for the sake of dharma. So this is a dharma yuddham now. And so it has become necessary for you to fight. You cannot say, walk away from this war. Because for dharma you came. So it's just as a judge hanging a person or the soldiers killed in battle. For dharma. So Krishna, he talked from the standpoint of atma. He already said atma is eternal, it's imperishable. And he talked from the standpoint of anatma. From anatma point of also, there is no point in worrying about killing. Now from the dharma standpoint, he is talking. From the dharma standpoint, as a kshatriya's duty, he is telling. So it is a duty to maintain dharma for a kshatriya. For that, he can adopt all four methods. What are the four methods? Sama, Dana, Veda, and Danda. So you can take any one of these four methods to establish dharma. That's what he says. It is not sin to punish. It is not sinful. Because when the guy is a papi, you have to punish him. It's not sin. It is also a duty for a kshatriya. Since the Duryodhanas are whom? We already described them in chapter 1. Who are they? Atatayis. Atatayis. Who are the wicked people? The greatest sinners. First chapter. They are all sinners. It is for you to punish them. So he says, Swadharmam apicha avekshya. You need not look from the standpoint of Atma or Anatma. But look at from the point of Swadharma. Swadharmam api cha avekshya. From the standpoint of Dharma, Adharma also, these people can be killed. Actually, there is a saying, for the sake of, for example, in this also in truth, for the sake of saving the whole body, they may have to amputate a leg. Otherwise, you know, the entire thing will spread, then the guy can die. So, a person may have to lose a limb for the sake of saving the body. Our Shastra says, Tejeti ekam kulasyarte. For a family, for a kulam. A member of the family can be sacrificed. If the kulam has to survive. You can, if it amounts to sacrificing one individual, that Shastra says it's fine. Gramasyarte kulam tejeti. For saving a village. If a family has to be sacrificed, that's fine. Because otherwise the entire village will be gone. So that's what Shastra says. Gramam janapadasyarte, for a country, if an entire village has to be sacrificed. For example, there is such a huge epidemic in that village. If it is allowed to stay for even one more day, it is going to spread to neighboring villages, the entire country is going to have a huge problem. You can, if you have to sacrifice, you can. Atmarte prithivim tejete, for the sake of Atma, the truth, the entire world can be sacrificed. That's what Shastra says. So all our gods, if you look at every one of them, they've got two things. They've got a beautiful smile, very nice. Prasannavadanam. What they have? A weapon in the hand. This is a guy who is having a gada or a shulam or a sword or something and smiling. Every god is like that. All the things we have, they are up. So they all have paritranaya sadhuna. Truth. Paritranaya sadhuna. You want to protect all the sadhus. Vinashaya dushkritam. For all those evil forces, they are ready to destroy them. The weapons are always ready to be deployed. So, na vikampatim, vikampitam arhasi. You should never waver. It's an important qualification for a kshatriya. A kshatriya should never be wavering. Oh, can I do that, not do that? Dharma, adharma, analyze clearly in your mind, but never waver. Even if it is God, if action has to be taken, you have to take it. No chance. So, why? Dharmyadhim yuddhachreyonyatim kshatriyasyam na vidyate. For a kshatriya, the greatest duty is what? Dharmyam yuddham. A dharma yuddham, a righteous battle is the duty of a kshatriya. Nothing better than that. Anyaha shreyaha na vidyate. There is nothing better than that for whom? For a kshatriyasya, kshatriya. For a kshatriya, the war, dharma yuddham alone is the one that will give him shreyas. All other things are not. So you should be willing to sacrifice your own life also for the sake of dharma. That is the kshatriya. The kshatriya, when he goes to the battle, even his own life is to be sacrificed, he will for the sake of dharma. So from the standpoint view of dharma also, you should not grieve at all. The word swadharma is very important here. Swadharma of a kshatriya is to fight all the people who are sinners. So samanya dharma versus swadharma here. Samanya dharma is we already know. Not, you know, not hurting anybody. No, cutting ahimsa is samanya dharma. You should not hurt anybody. But kshatriya dharma is what? To kill people if they are sinners. So here his swadharma overtakes. Samanya dharma, ahimsa is there. But here there is a cause. There is sin involved. Dharma involved. So he has to uphold dharma.
Yadrucchaya chobapannam. Yadrucchaya chobapannam. Yadrucchaya chobapannam. Swargadvaram apavritam. Swargadvaram apavritam. Swargadvaram apavritam. Yadrucchaya chobapannam. Swargadvaram apavritam. Yadrucchaya chobapannam. Swargadvaram apavritam. Yadrucchaya chobapannam. Sukinah kshatriya partha. Sukinah kshatriya partha. Sukinah kshatriya partha. Labante yuddha mishrut midrisham. Labante yuddha midrisham. Labante yuddha midrisham. Sukinah kshatriya partha. Labante yuddha midrisham. Sukinah kshatriya partha. Labante yuddha midrisham.
So with the previous shloka, Krishna concludes the dharma topic, dharma adharma involved. In actually kshatriya dharma is to fight. Here he says, even if you don't believe in duty, etc., you are still a compassionate person. How I can kill? Even if you believe in do not believe in duty at all, from the point of view of gain and loss also, this battle has to be fought. This battle is better. What are the gain? What are the losses? Do the analysis, pros and cons of this battle. Even from that analysis point of view, you have to fight this battle. Why? Because you will gain kirtihi. You will gain fame. You will gain name and fame. And after death also, what you will get? You will get swargaloka. Vira swargam you will get. After fighting this battle, when you even if you die, you will go to vira swargam. So kirtihi swargancha. You will get both kirti and also swargam. Kirti, because you fought for a cause. And even if you have to die, you will be remembered. It is a good thing for a kshatriya. Every kshatriya wants that. He wants kirti. Ego is so much. He wants kirti for all that. And after death also, according to Shastram, one who fights a battle for a noble cause, dharma yuddha, he will get vira swarga. So Arjuna, yadrichaya swargatvaram cha upapanna. By chance, yadrichaya. By chance, by luck. The doors to heaven is in front of you. What happens? By luck, he says, coming to this battle is by luck also, by chance. The doors to heaven are in front of them. And what type of door are they? Apavritam. It is open doors. It is not that you have to knock at something, somebody has to come and open. The doors are open. The door for Swargam is open. You have to just only walk in there. That's what you got that battle. That's such a great opportunity you got for you to go to this. I take this particular opportunity. O Partha, O Arjuna, Sukinaha Kshatriyaha. Only blessed or fortunate people like lucky Kshatriyas, they alone get such a nice opportunity. You got that opportunity now. For the nice opportunity you got, Yidrisham Yuddham, such a righteous war. Yidrisham Yuddham, such a war, you got as a Kshatriya now. So you are lucky to have got this. Do not miss this opportunity. So whether gain in this life, in this life is name. And in the life hereafter, swarga. Vira swarga. Heaven you got. So you should gain in this life and also gain the life after. You should fight this war. Ata chetvamimam dharmyam.
Ata chetvamimam dharmyam. Ata chetvamimam dharmyam.
Sangramam na karishyati.
Sangramam na karishyati. Sangramam na karishyati.
Ata chetvamimam dharmyam sangramam na karishyati.
Ata chetvamimam dharmyam sangramam na karishyati. Ata chetvamimam dharmyam sangramam na karishyati.
Attata swadharmam kirtincha.
Tata swadharmam kirtincha. Tata swadharmam kirtincha.
Hitva papam avapsyasi.
Hitva papam avapsyasi.
Tata swadharmam kirtincha. Khitva papam avapsyasi.
Tata swadharmam kirtincha. Khitva papam avapsyasi. Tata swadharmam kirtincha. Khitva papam avapsyasi.
will be the loss if Arjuna does not fight? He talked in the earlier sloka, what will be his gain? Kirti and Swargam. Here, what will be the loss if he doesn't fight? It's a pure businessman's job. Krishna is doing, so this is what he will gain. His gain is so much. These are all you are going to use. Better fight. It's all businessman's target. Gain in his name and fame in this life and Veerasarka. That's what he is going to get. For a Kshatriya, name and fame are very, very important. He is ready to give up anything for the sake of name and fame. That is a Kshatriya. And what is the loss if you do not fight? Atachet. On the other hand, Atachet, Imam Sangramam na Karishyasi. Sangrama means war. Imam Sangramam na Karishyasi. If you do not fight this war, what type of war? Dharmyam Sangrama. It's a Dharma Yuddham. This is a Dharmic war. If you do not fight this Dharmic war, what is the loss? Tataha Swadharmam Kirtincha Hitva. Then you are going to lose Swadharma as a Kshatriya. You are going to lose it. And Kirti, your fame, you are going to lose both of them. You are going to lose your Swadharma as a duty, and also you are going to lose your fame. You will be losing both Swadharma and fame in this life. After this life, what will you get? You will lose your Punyam also. That is gaining Papam. When you die, you will lose your Punyam, gaining Papam, sin. Papam avapsisi. Papam avapsisi. You will get Papam also after death. Because you failed in your duty. When you fail in your duty, you get Papam. So you are going to get Papam. You are going to lose Punyam. You are going to lose Swargam. So now you decide what you want to do. So in all angles, it is not going to be favorable to you. So loss in this life and loss in the life hereafter also. So Krishna himself, actually, he is going to elaborate in the next few slokas, Adhispunya Papasam, all those things, which we will see in the next class.